Okay, we left off in the Gemara on Daf Tzadik Zayin. On the last line on Daf Tzadik Zayin, Omer Aleph, Omer Rava, Omer Rabbana B'Taima, Omer Rabbana B'Kvela, Omer Rabbana B'Shishim. Sometimes the Rabbana from the earlier generation, sometimes they say, if you have Shishim, it's Mutta. Sometimes they say, you have a Nochri, taste it. And he'll tell you, and sometimes they tell you that you have a Jew tasting. So if it's mim b'shein aminai b'hetere, like truma, I cook truma in a pot, and then I cook the vegetable soup in the same pot. So the question is whether there's an asinas tam from the truma into the vegetable soup. So have a kohen taste it, and he'll tell you. It's hetere. Have a kohen taste it. If I cooked chazer in the pot, and then I cooked when it's still a binyom, I cooked the vegetable soup. So you can't have a Jew taste it, so you have to have an ochri taste it. So then you say, give it to a kfela. and if it's min b'minoi, or it's min b'shein minoi, sura, and there is no nochri available, so then you rely on shishim, and you assume that if you have shishim, it's not going to be nice in time. Okay. That was the Gemara. So here there's a question. What do you mean that you rely on the Kfela? But what about the din that you need Shishim? So the Ran on the Rif has a lot to say on Chulin. The Ran has a lot to say on the Rif, especially on these Gemaras. So the Ran on the Rif thinks that Shishim is a cloud, that you never would rely on a Kfela if you know for sure that there's no Shishim. You know, for sure there's no shishim. The Rabbanan said kfeila, so it's like a loy plug Rabbanan. You can't rely on the kfeila. That's not the way it says in Yeridei. It says here, you look at the Ayin Mishpat on the top of Tzadik Zayin on the base, the second line of the Gemara says, if it's mim shein amina, the Yisura, then you need kfeila, but they have the Tzion Aleph. They tell you that this appears in Yeridei, Simit Tzadik Chesif Aleph. So there, the Shach points out that the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is, like the Beis Yosef claims the Rambam holds against the Ran, that if the Kfela tells me that there's no Nesinas Tam, even less than Shishim, it is Mutas. Not that Shishim is a loy plug Rabbana. So when do you rely on the Kfela if you know for sure you have Shishim? What do you need the Kfela for? You know, you have shishim, so you know that it's not going to be nice and tam. It's rare that something is going to be nice and tam, be a shishim. So the Ran says, in a case where you don't know if you have shishim, you don't know if you have shishim. If it's any odua, then you rely on the kfela. But if you know that you have shishim, you really don't have to ask the kfela, because you assume that whenever you have shishim, it's probably not nice and tam. Okay. Then the Ran points out Shitas Rashi. This is really Shitas Rashi on Tzadik Ches, on the bottom of Amar Aleph, going over Tom and Beis. That's the Gemara of Zro B'Shelo. A Nazir has to bring Shalmei Nazir when the Naziris is over. He brings a Shalmei Nazir. So the Shalmei Nazir is Nechal Abaylam. It's Mutat Ten Yisrael, except for the Zro B'Shelo. Zro B'Shelo, according to most of the Shitas in the Gemara, on the top of Tzadik Ches on the base, the Gemara has two different versions. There's a Machlokes HaTanaim, and there are two versions of what the Machlokes HaTanaim is. So the Gemara points out that according to the majority of the opinions here, the Zroya B'Shelo, that's a part of the leg. The Zroya B'Shelo is cooked together in the same pot with the rest of the Shalmei Nazir. And the Zroya B'Shelo is also Bachila to Anan Kohen. So you cook it together with the rest of the stuff. So why doesn't it asa everything? Everything should be also lazar, because it has a bliyef and zera b'shelo. So the Gemara says, the answer is, either you have shishim or you have meyo. What do you mean? You're not sure if you have shishim or you have meyo? So the Gemara says, yeah, it's on the bottom of Tzadik Chesam and Aleph. That's a machlekes amaroim, where the kol isum shabator b'shishim, and it's learned out from these psukim over here, is machlekes, whether by Zerah B'Shelo you have shishim. How can you have a machlekes? Why don't you experiment and see? The Gemara says, no, it's a machlekes in din. How do you calculate? Do you calculate the bisar, the b'sheila has basar, and it has an etzem, and it has gidim in it. So the measure only basar la bahadi basar. So there isn't that much flesh in the zraya. There's more etzem. There's a big etzem there. So if you only calculate the bisar hazroa, the etzem is not roi l'achila. We're not talking about atzomus harakim that you can chew and swallow the whole thing. We're talking about atzomus koshim, a real etzem. If you can't chew that, it's not roi l'achila. So one opinion in the Gemara is that you measure basar bahadi basar, the bisar zra b'sheila. What's the ratio between bisar zra b'sheila and the basar of the rest of the animal? So the Gemara says the basar bahadi basar is going to be meya. But if you measure the basar with the atzomas of the zra b'sheila, kineged the basar with the atzomas of the rest of the behema, so then it's only going to be shishim. Then it's not going to be meya. That's how the Gemara explains. Mandi amar b'shishim, it's about 10 lines, 11 lines down. I don't know, on tzadik ches on the base, the line begins with the word, two words, mandi amar. Mandi amar, the amoran amar aleph, who says b'shishim, how does he say shishim? They're not arguing about the fact, whether the zroi b'sheila, what's the ratio between zroi b'sheila and the rest of the el nazir, shalmi nazir. They're arguing in din, what part of the zroi b'sheila do you have to be in battle? So the one who says on Amin Alam Shishim Saba Basabatsamis Musharina. Bavale Bishishim Adi Amad Bimeya Saba Basabahadi Basa Musharina. You don't have to be Mavatla bone of the Zrab Shail, because you can't say the bone is Machola Sasa. You can't say it's also the non coin, also the Zarm. It's not Michael, not Roy Lachilam. It's only how you only have to measure basa bahari basa. Basa bahari basa is going to be meya. Yeah. So the Taisvis points out over there. The Taisvis, this we discussed already, we'll review it again. Taisvis says that this whole drasha is only an asmachta. Yeah, which Taisvis is it? Yeah, the Tosfos on Tzadik Ches on the base, the fourth Tosfos on the top. Mandi Amar B'Shishim Saba Basav Atzamas. Lav Drasha Gemori Hi Lemelech Minoy Linyan Min B'She'ena Minoy. The Tam Kiika Derei Sadocha. It's Min B'Mino over here. You're cooking Basar. You're cooking. The Etzem of the Zor B'She'ela is not Macholos, only the Basar. The Basar of the Zor B'Sheila and the Basar of the rest of the El Nazir, it's all Mim B'Mina. So Mim B'Mina, all you need is Raif. So Raif you have. So what are they talking about? Is it Meya or is it Shishim? Meya and Shishim is relevant for Mim B'Sheila. It's not relevant for Mim B'Mina. So Tosfos says the whole thing is only an Asmachta. Tosfos has that on the bottom of Amud Aleph as well. They're telling you already, Rashi holds that it's a real limud, because Rashi sheet is that whenever you have lach balach, whenever you have lach balach, you always either need shishim or mea before you even bat an eyelash. That's not totally the machloikas. Where the tam kika deraisa, tam kika lav deraisa, the machloikas only begins after you have shishim or after you have mea. We assume that it's shishim. We'll explain what the issue is again. So Rashi holds, whenever you have lach balach, means everything is all cooked together. So before you even bat an eyelash, you have to have either shishim or meya. That's what you're learning out from Zera B'Sheila. You cook it all together. And the reason why it doesn't pose a problem is because you have shishim, because you have meya. And then begins the machlokes with the tam kika, the raisa, the rabbanon. If it would have been mim b'sheina mina, it's not. It's mim b'mina. That's what Tosfos says. What in the world is he talking? I never heard of that. Shishim is usually ruba de ruba when you have shishim, so it's not going to be nice and tam. That's how the Gemara made a statement before. The ruba de ruba, whenever you have shishim, we have the right to assume that it's not going to be nice and tam. So that's what Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos says that's the machloikas, where the tam kika deraisa after shishim. How much tam is there going to be already? It's going to be a tam kolush, tam kol dehu. Yeah, the shachan yeride, the end of Simen Tzarikres, I think Sivkot Nechof Aleph. I seem to remember. So the shach quotes from the Isa Veheter Ha'oruch from the Rabbeinu Yoina, that the whole machloikis for the tam kika deraisa derabmona, we pass on tam kika deraisa, so suffix shishim is lechumra. So the whole machloikis is if you don't have shishim, but once you have shishim already, the tam, it's nice and tam per shishim, the maximum is going to be a faint tam, a tam kolush, that's only tam kika derabmona. And Rashi holds not so. Rashi holds that's the whole machlekes. Only begins after shishim. Whenever you have lach balach, whether it's mim mina mim shenim mina, you learn out from zorah b'shel avil drashig mor deraisa that you either need shishim ameya and we pass on shishim, and then after if zorah b'shel would have been mim shenim mina would have been nice and tam per shishim, then there would have been a machlekes with the tam kika deraisa derabbanan, and Rashi would pass on kuf tesam and other tam kika lav deraisa. So bottom line, Rashi says the same halacha lemaisa as we pass on lactases. That if you have mim b'she'ena minoi, if you have a taru with mim b'she'ena minoi, so if you don't have shishim yet, it's also menater. Because Rashi holds even mim b'minoi, lach b'lach, you need shishim menater. So mim b'she'ena minoi, you also need shishim menater. And then if you already have shishim, and it's still nice and tam, so then Rashi says, no, that's the machlekes with the tam kika deraisa derabbanan, we paskan derabbanan. Okay, and so the shach says, Allah alamayza, that's what we paskan. But we hold that the tam kika is only deraisa. If we don't hold that you always need shishin, even mim b'minoi, when it's lach balach, you always need shishin. We don't hold like that. In menator, if it's mim b'minoi, even less than shishim is bottle. You have chad betray. A chad betray doesn't even mean kefil al pipas. Doesn't mean any twice as much. Let's say we gave the mushel. I bought three salamis. I bought one tray for salami for the non-Jewish workers in my factory, and I bought two kosher salamis for my family. And now I took off the wrapper, and they all got mixed up, and I can't tell which ones. Which is no way to ascertain which is which. They're exactly the same, except that one of them is nevela. And the other two are kosher. So that's kefil. That's a chad bitrei bottle, twice as much. What if you have five trefa salamis and six kosher salamis? So it's not twice as much. So can you really say that it's bottle chad bitrei? So some achrenim said there has to be chad bitrei. You have to have twice as much. And the pashtus is that it's not so. As long as you have a little bit more. As long as you have a little bit more, you don't have to have kefil. Let's say that example. You have six kosher salamis and five trefa salamis. That's called chad betray bottle. Some achrenim want to say that you need kefil mid the rabbanon. Menator, you don't need kefil. Where does it say in the Gemara? It's from thin air. The pashta says that it's not so. You don't need kefil. Yeah. Anyway, so the Ran points this out. We mentioned already, there's a Tosis in Perek HaZohar, where Tosis writes like that by lach balach, you always need shishim, even min b'minoi. So Rabbi Kiveger and the Gilyan Ashatz writes on that Tosis, where in the world did that come from? Where did they get that from? That you always need shishim by lach balach, even min b'minoi. It's not true. It's on exera min b'minoi, at the min m'sheina mina. But min ha-Torah, chad b'trei is bottom. So the Rashbo and the Chuvis, and the collection of Chuvis that they have when they put out there was a correspondence between the Rashba and the Rush and the Meiri. They were all writing about the Cherem and the Mor and the Buchim. So when it got a little boring, so the Rashba wrote in the letters, he started writing about this also. So he points out that the Rashi Shittim is Rabbi Sheva, is like that. That you, and the Ran on Ardaf also points it out. The Rashi Shittim is, when does the Kfela help? If everything is cooked together, lach b'lach, the kvela is not going to help less than shishim, because you need shishim and atera before even bat an eyelash. You need shishim and atera. The kvela is only going to help past the shishim, and the Ran. So Rashi holds that's men atera. You always need, whenever you have lach b'lach, you always need shishim and atera. The only time you say chad b'trei bottle, that's by yovish b'yovish min b'min. Ataru is the tray for salami with the two kosher salamis. And the Ran happens to agree with Rashi halacha lemaisa, because since the Gemara says Amar Rabbanan b'shishim, So it means that they said that's the din. You always need shishim. And even if you're going to give it to a kfela, the kfela is going to say it doesn't taste it. It's not going to be mutter. So that's what the Ran holds. And in Siman Tzadik Ches, Sif Aleph, the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is not so. The Shach writes over there, Shulchan Aruch does not accept this Ran sheet. Shulchan Aruch holds that if the kfela tastes it, even if you don't have shishim, but the kfela says that it doesn't have any nesinas tam by min mishen amina. Kfela says it's not nice and tam. So then we would be makel, yeah. Then there's a discussion, the Mechaber writes in Siman Tzadik Ches Sif Aleph, that when you give it to the kfela to taste, we require that the kfela should be nisirch lefi tumay. Because the Nocher only has nemanis nisirch lefi tumay. So that's what the Taz says over there. That's the din in kol atarkula. Nocher nisirch lefi tumay is no good by din deraisa. That's only by dov shevierva and by din emamanis when you need two kosher edim. Then the Gemara says that nocher nisirch lefi tumay is ain't a neman. If the whole bilus that you have on the bees is only with the rabbanon, because you set up a lot of honeycombs and the bees fly into your issue, so you're cutting it with the kinyo chotze. That's the gemara, the end of Bava Kama. But the kids are chotze sheni mishtameres, just like they flew in, they can fly away also. You have no fence around the chotze to prevent the bees from flying away. So it's chotze sheni mishtameres. So your whole kinyon on the bees is only with the rabbanon. So there the gemara says. Of a whole bunch of bees flew into my rishus, and the Noch Misirch Lefetumah says, I was watching, I know it came from Pliny's beehive. These bees belong to Pliny. So Misirch Lefetumah would be named over there because the whole bilus that the person has, the whole gzela issue is only with the Rabbanim. In a Torah, there's no iser gzela. So Noch is named Misirch Lefetumah because it's only the Rabbanim. But then the Raisa, Noch would not be believed. So the Taz says that that's only by Mamanis and by Dovish Abiyervo. And Nochi would not be believed, Misech Lefitume. And by Yisav Heta, the Nochi would be believed. And the Pashtus is not like that Taz. We don't accept that Taz. So the... Shulchan Aruch says that the Nochri is only Naman over here, Mesech Lefitum. Yeah. The Pashta says, if anything, should be the reverse, like the Shach said. The Namanus of the Nochri, because he's a Kfela. So he's an Umal Amoram Nase. That's what the Ran explained. Umal Amoram Nase. So it should be Dafke if he knows that they're relying on him. That's Tosis Loshen here on Tzadik Zayin Amen Aleph. Samchin and Akfela because Uman Lamarum Nasa. So then it should have really been Dafka not Mesech Lefituma. So that's what the Ran writes, not so. The Ran writes, even if he's not Mesech Lefituma, if it's Mesech Lefituma, for sure he's Neman. Chaber writes, no, it has to be Dafka. Have to be Dafka Mesech Lefituma. What if I cared? What he gained should be, if anything, should have been the reversed. Okay, that's a problem, I'm not sure. Then the Ran on the Rif here has a biur in the Machloikis by Zera B'Shelo, whether it's Meo or Shishim. Well, the Basar, do you just calculate the ratio between the Basar and the Basar? Or the Basar Batzamas connected the Basar Batzamas? What's the issue? So the Ran points out that it's really a double Machloikis over here. One Nekudas HaMachloikis is whether you have to be Mvatla Atzmas Iser. Atzmas Iser, not Roel Achila. So you can't have an Iser Achila. You can't say it's Osa Lazar. It's not edible. So the Pashta says that she really shouldn't have to be Mvatla Atzmas Iser. So why does one opinion hold you do have to be Mvatla Atzmas Iser? So the Ran writes that maybe it's Atzmas Rakos and they're edible. Sometimes it'll be atzamas rakas and they'll be chewable, they'll be edible, and it will be roi lachila. If I'm not mistaken, I seem to remember, perhaps maybe I am mistaken, I don't know. I seem to remember vaguely that maybe Rav Soloveitchik said, I'm not sure, maybe the Talmidim suggested it. Maybe this Gemara, that basav atzamas bahari basav atzamas, that a chishim, that's how we paskin, is because chaticha nas nevei lebishari surim. Not only do you need shishin keneged the issa, you need shishin keneged the carrier of the issa. So the atzmais iser per se are not asa, but the basar on the zraya is attached to the etzim. So you have, when you calculate the shishin, you have to calculate against the whole carrier of the iser. The carrier is the etzim, even though the etzim itself is not royal achila. And this would be the marker for the whole idea. Maybe it's taka din deraisa. That was one opinion in Tosfos. Pointed out, Rebbe Kileger pointed out that it's a steer in Tosfos. The Tosfos on Kufam and Beis, the long Tosfos that goes from Kufam and Alf to Kufam and Beis. So the last 10-15 lines in Tosfos, they're working on the assumption that Chanasvel Bisharisum is a din deraisa. And then the Tosfos that we had later on Kuf Chesam and Beis, right, Beferish, Chatich Chanasvel Bisharisum, is only the Rabbanan. So we assume it's only the Rabbanan. But those who hold that is the Raisa, maybe it's based on this pasuk. That's exactly what it means, that you have to calculate Shishim Keneged Atzmas or Yisr, because the Atzmas are the carrier of the Yisr. So the Ran points out on the Rif that there's a double machlokes here in the Gemara with the Shishim Ameh. The one point is whether you have to calculate, do you have to be Mevatel Atzmas or Yisr? The Pashta says you shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to, because Atzamas are not real achila. The question is why there's an opinion that you do have to. So the Ran himself says that maybe there'll be Atzamas rakas, maybe there will be real achila. And his suggestion was made. Maybe it's because Chatich Nas Reil B'Sharisim, you have to calculate Shishim, and Eger the carrier of the Yisr. The other point of dispute, the other Machlokes in the Gemara, where the Shishim Ameya is, where the Atzmas Heter, Amitztarfim, Levatel, or not. They say basa bahadi basa misharinon, that the tam of the bisar hazroya bishela, which is also le zarim, only muta vikan also le zarim, the tam is nivla into the basar of heter, but it's not going to mean nivla into the atzamas of the heter. Or they say no. Well, why shouldn't that atzmas heter? Why shouldn't atzmas heter be mitztarfim? The tam is mispashet all over the place. The tam of the iser, if an iser falls into a part of heter, the tam is mispashet into the gedera also. Because what you're going to say, when you're calculating shishim ameya, sometimes you mitzarif that the tam of the iser is mispashet not only in the soup, in the pot, it's mispashet into the balua, into the pot as well. So that'll make it that you do have shishim. If you're just calculating shishim in the soup in the pot that you're cooking now, maybe that you don't have shishim. But if you're going to calculate, you're going to include also the fact that the tam of the isis mitpashet into the balua nikdera, that'll come out that you do have shishim. So they're really two unrelated machloikas. And really, there should have been a third possibility. That's what the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach talk about at length in the beginning of Simen Tzadik Ches. Maybe you only have to calculate the basar of the zroah b'sheilah. You don't need shishim. You don't have to be mvatel etzim. And maybe the atzmas isa amitztarfim levatel. Not only atzmas heter amitztarfim to the shishim, atzmas isa are also mitztarfim to the shishim. Even if you hold that you have to, even if you hold chaticha nastvel b'shari surim, even if you hold like the Rashbam, that it's their isa, like the Tesis, on Kufam at base, the Chaticha Nasveila Bishari Surim is their Isa, that you, when you calculate Shishim, you have to calculate Keneged, the carrier of the Isser. So that's only the carrier of the Isser if it's edible, if it's Royal Achila. I cook treifis in a pot of soup, and then a whole couple of spoonsful of this soup fell into another pot. So I should really only have to calculate proportionately. The Isser was mispashet in all the soup. So if a couple of spoonsful fall into another pot, it's not three spoonsful of treifas, three spoonsful of kosher soup, which have 5% or 10% of it is treifas. So you should have really been obligated to calculate shishim keneged the 10% of the three spoonsful of soup. So we say, no, chatich nas novel b'shari surim, you have to calculate to get keneged all the soup. So there's room to say, yeah, if it's a chaticha shaloichel, but if it's an etzem is not royal achila. So really, you should have said atzmas heter, atzmas iser. Not only do you not need shishim against them, they should be mitzarfim to be mevatel to the atzmas heter to be mevatel atam. So that's a big discussion in Yeridei. Why the Gemara only had these two possibilities? Basa bahadi basar, a basa batzamis bahadi basa batzamis. There should have been a third possibility. You only have to be mevatla basar of the zera b'sheila. But what is mitzaref to be mevatla is not only the basar in the etzem of the heter, even that tzamis of iser should be mitzaref from the heter. So that's a discussion in Yeridei. Then the Ran quotes a ra'oh here, that we don't really accept la'halacha. The Bisesa quotes all of these Rans. The Ran on the Rif has a lot over here. So the Ran quotes the Rabbaran Alevi, that when you're calculating shishim, so let's say I'm cooking vegetable soup. Vegetable soup is a liquidy. how thick is it? Sometimes very, what's the word, viscous? Sometimes it pours very well, sometimes it doesn't pour so well. So let's say a piece of chazer falls in to the soup and I wasn't paying attention and it's cooking there for 10 minutes and then I take it out. So the question is, how do you calculate how much time came out from the piece of chazer? How do you calculate? So if chazer, a piece of hard, let's say I have non-kosher, margarine. Let's say I have trefa margarine. So a lump of trefa margarine fell in to the soup and it dissolved. So you have to measure it. The whole thing dissolved. So of course you need shishin keneged, the whole thing. But what if a lump of chazer fell in and it was sitting there for 20 minutes and then I took it out? So how do you calculate how much time came out from the piece of chazer that fell in? So the Gemara says, we have no way of, the Gemara raises the question, do you estimate how much nesinas time came out, a certain percentage of the volume of the trefa piece of chazer? Do you calculate, or do you say no? So the Gemara says, le'adina kamabola. There's no way to calculate how much. You have to measure keneged kula. You have to measure keneged kula. So when you measure keneged, the volume keneged kula, bitl shishim, that's what a lot of times when the companies will tell you all the ingredients in a certain product and you want to calculate, and one of the ingredients is treif. You want to calculate whether it's kosher. It's not right. It's not right for a kosher's organization to give an endorsement. The OU won't give an endorsement to food that has a treif ingredient just because of batel b'shishim. The OU label means that it doesn't have any non-kosher ingredients. But that's not right to give a hechsher on something that I know in advance has a non-kosher ingredient. Even though then I'm not in violation of eim batel nisa l'chatchila, I'm just saying that it's kosher and it's really true. Rav Moshe Feinstein explained, what's wrong? He says it's a dover mechur. Even though the kosher's organization are not the ones who decided to mix in the treifas, the Goyish company is doing it. It's not a Jewish company. They have a Jewish company, Jewish-owned company is mixing in a treif ingredient. So then they violate Eim of Atlanesa L'chatchila. So not only did they violate, the din is in the Gemara, that B'dievet there's a penalty. So you're not allowed to eat it. And it's also L'misha Nasa B'shvilo. So who's called Nasa B'shvilo? So if I cooked it for you, I cooked vegetable soup and I threw in a little chazer schmaltz, a little bit. I know that I have shishim against it. And I cooked it specifically for you. Had you in mind? So that's mishanasa b'shvilo. What if the goyish? What if the people cooked it? Who? Let's say a Jewish company. They put in a non-kosher ingredient. Whoever will buy it? They didn't have any money in mind specifically. Their company, the factory is in Arizona. They don't know any Jews at all. They process their food. Whoever wants to buy it and eat it, gives them to hate, enjoy it. Is that called mishanasa b'shvilo? So that's a machlekes achrayim. We're usually machmar on that. Mishanasa b'shvilo, whoever the customer turns out to be. So that's if it would have been a Jewish-owned company and the Jewish people would be in violation of Eim about the Nisa l'chatchila, so then it would be even also b'dievet that the Jewish customers wouldn't be allowed to eat it. That's Eim about the Nisa l'chatchila b'dievet, also mishanasa b'shvilo. But if it's a goyish company, the goyim could do whatever they want. So strictly speaking, they're not in violation of Eim about the Nisa l'chatchila. And the kashrus organization, not in violation either. They didn't tell them what ingredients to put in. Strictly speaking, should be mutter to give a hechsher. And Moshe Feinstein writes in his sefer, in his tshuva, said it's a dove mechur. It's not proper to give a hechsher if the process is such that if Jews would have owned the company, they would have not been permitted to do that process. They're not supposed to give a hechsher. Okay, so we're not talking about giving a hechsher. We're just talking about if you ascertain that you have shishim. So if I know it has shishim, so I'm allowed to eat it. Okay, because it's a goyish company and they didn't violate eid mevatel nisa chatchila. So there's no issa to mishanasa b'shvilo. So how do you calculate when a piece of chazer fell in? So you have to be calculate keneged kulo, because le'adina kamenofik mina. You don't know how much tam came out. So the ra'or, the ran, and the rif, anar sugi quotes the ra'or that you have to calculate in liquid. It's not enough to have shishim. You have to have three times shishim. You have to have, how much is three times shishim? 180. You have to have 180 in liquid, can I get a solid? Where in the world did that come from? For every kazayas, you have to have a revius. So kazayas is a machlekes, but a chatzi beitza or shlish beitza. And a revius is a beitza or machza. So the Ra'or says, when you're calculating shishim, in Shulchan Aruch says, we don't pass like this. The Beis it quotes this Ran, b'shem the Ra'or, and he says, this opinion has not been accepted. But what did he say? Where in the world did he get such an einfall from? That if a dovagush, a solid of chazeh fell into a liquid of soup, trefer chazeh fell into soup, and lo yadina kamin ofik b'nei, so you have to calculate shishin keneged as if the whole thing disintegrated, as if the whole piece of chazeh blend. If the whole, let's say, a bar of trefa margarine, and let's assume that the trefa margarine is all trefe, then and the whole thing did melt in, so then you would need shishim keneged kulo. So even if it's a piece of chazer fell in, and after 20 minutes I took it out and adjusted, it was a lan and sinas tam. So you don't know how much tam, so you have to measure keneged kulo. So the Ra'or says, since the iser is a solid and the heter is a liquid, so you have to have three times as much. Why? Because for every kazayis, you need a revius. What in the world is it based on? Who says like that? So the Ran says, the Ran adds on, he just quotes the Ra'or one line, and then he says it's probably based on the Gemara in Masechah Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos has very often there's machlekes b'sham and b'silul. Ruba, the Ruba of the case is the b'shama is the machmer, and the b'silul is the makel. And once in a while, the Mishnayos have an adius. Once in a while, you have a list of Kule Beishamai Bechume Beisilo. The opening Mishnah in Beitza is like that. Beitza Shalom de Beyanta, Beishamayam Teochel, Psalam Allah Teochel. So there the Beisilo is in the Chumra. So there's a Machloik is there in Masech Shabbos. It's also a Mishnah. It's in the Mishnayis. I think it's also in Adias. Where the Dam Nevela. If an animal, the meat that they sell in the A&P is all Nevela. It didn't have Shechita. So even though the meat is packaged and you picked up the package and it's in a package, so you didn't do maga, either you're wearing gloves or the package, so you're not really, so it's if you touch the meat directly, even if you don't move it, it's mentame de maga. And if you picked it up, then it's mentame de masa. Even though you're wearing gloves and it's packaged, it's a double chatzitza, that's a din. That nivelas beim is mentame de maga de masa. Meisei Akum, a Nochri who dies also Metami b'maga b'masa. There's a machlekes hatanoim whether he's Metami b'ohel. Meisei Yisrael, Odom Kiyomis b'ohel. That's in Parshas Chukas. Next week, said Parshas Chukas. But Meisei Akum is a machlekes, but b'maga b'masa, everybody agrees that it's Metami. So what if you have a nevela, a nivlas behema? It didn't have a kosher shechita? All the meat in the A&P is nevela. And then they squeeze out the dam. So is dam hanavela also metame or not? So Beshame say it's not metame. Beshame and Mekam Beshilo say that dam of an avela is metame. How much dam do you have to have? So how much besar nevela do you need? So kazayis min hanavela is metame. Kazayis min hanavela is metame. So the Gemara says in dam you would need a revius. A revius of dam, which is in a liquid form, if it would congeal, would shrink. If you take water and you put it in the freezer, then it expands. So the ice cubes are going to be bigger than the volume of the water. But over here, the Gemara says, if you take liquid dam and it congeals, it's going to shrink. It's going to be smaller than before. So it's going to congeal. If you have a revius of dam, yachal likrush v'lamed al kazayis, since you need a kazayis of bisar nevela to be mitami b'maga u'b'masa by niblas behema. So if the silal hold that the dam of a nevela is also mitami, that's a question. Why should dam tesis raise the issue? Why should dam of the nevela be mitami? He told over the whole story by Rab Chaim that he passed on the Shaila of Kashrus by the wedding of one of his children. So he said that the Tesis proves in Psochem and in Sanhedrin, the Abdallah, the Tesis proves that Dam is not Bechlal Bosam. So why should Besilol? That's Tesis Akasha. Tesis has Akasha. Why should the Din be like Besilol? That Dam of an Avela is Metame if Dam is not Bechlal Bosam. So only Bisar Hanavel is Matami, Dam Hanavel is not Matami. So Tesis is really bothered with that Kashan. The Rashash suggests on that Tesis in Sanhedrin, who says Basil Shita is Menatera? Maybe it's only a Chumer Midirabban. So the Kashas, they made a Chumer Midirabban. If you'll allow people to handle the Dam Hanavel, they'll think that the Bisar Hanavel is also not Matami. They won't understand that Dam is not Bechlal Bosam. I think the Rashash has a mocha from a Ravid and Toras Kahanim, if I'm not mistaken, then maybe Bisil Shit is only Rabbanah. But Tesis assumes, when they write about the topic, that the Dam Hanavela, the Beisham, the Beisilil, is Mintame Menatera. So the Ran on Ardav quotes that Gemara, and he says, you see, when you're converting a liquid into a solid, a revius of a liquid, if it'll congeal, Yochel Likrosh, the Lamed al Kazayis is going to shrink and become one third the size. So he says that's probably, the Ran says, he's guessing that's probably what the Ra'or based it on. That if you have a conversion table between solid and liquid, if a piece of chazer falls into a pot of kosher vegetable soup and it's cooking there for 20 minutes, then you realize that you take it out and you throw it out in the garbage. But you have to calculate keneged shishim, keneged kulom. So he says you have to have three times shishim, because in liquids you need three times as much. So I think the Ran is this. We assume not like this Ra'or. First of all, the Ran says, obviously, you see from the Gemara that not all liquids are the same. Because when you put water in the freezer, and it freezes, it becomes bigger. It expands. It doesn't become, doesn't shrink. So there are different kinds of liquids. Some get bigger, some get smaller. So how does he make such a statement? And even if you should assume that it would be true by all liquids, by all solids, that whenever a liquid is the conversion table is going to be three times as much. So what? But the tam is mispashe. So when the tam of the dobagush, from the solid, the tam from the solid, is mispashit in the liquid. So if you have shishim in the liquid, so it's bottle. Why should you say you need three times as much? Anyway, so we don't accept that. We don't accept that, Ron. Then the Ron also has a lot of these Rons are quoted in Yeridea. A lot of the Rons on this parak on Gidonosh and Kolabos. A lot of the Rons are quoted in Yeridea. Then the Ron has. On the Gemara that we just did the other day, here on the top line on Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, Shaini Chelev Demefafeya. But the Gemara tells the story on the last two lines on Tzadik Vav Hamibes. Omer Avuna Gedish Itzola Bechelvoy. They had a goat and they didn't do Nikur. In Yiddish, you call it the treba, the flesh, to remove the chelev. They didn't remove the chelev, and they broiled the gdi, they broiled the meat with the chelev. So the chelev is mispashet kidei kula. You don't say that sli only asses kidei netila. It asses kidei kula, so it does not contradict what Shmuel just said before. Nitzleba, kola velachal she magia legid. Magia legid is not accurate. It means magia samach legid. Tosafot said, you need kidei netila next to it. Because tzli ases kedei netila. So how come Rav Huna says that ases kedei kula? Afilu meiresh ozno. The ear is far away from the stomach. The chelev shal hakerev is very far away. It's a feet away, inches and feet away from the ear is very far away from the chelev. So it's way more than kedei netila. Well, Gemara said on the top line, tzadik line, shayin chelev demefafeh. It's going to be mispashit even further. So the Ran quotes a machlokes between the Rashbo and the Ramban. It's not so common. The Rashbo was a Talmud of the Ramban, so usually it's kofuf to the Ramban. Here he had a machlokes. So the Ramban was of the opinion that shayin chelev demefafeh. If it's a dove shomen, the shamnunis is going to go past kedei netila. It's only by tzliya. But if you're going to have maliach kiraseach asis kedei netila, but even if it's a dama shaman, it's not going to go further. It's only going to be kedei klipa. We distinguish between maliach kiraseach tzli. So if it's really tzli, then it asis kedei netila, which is a little more than kedei klipa. And if it's only maliach, only salted it, then it asis. Then it asks is kedei klipa. If it's tzli, then it asks is kedei netila. So the shaila is if it would have been shayne chelev demefafeya, would have asked ayidei tzli even meiresha ozno, even very far away, not only kedei klipa, kedei netila, even further away. What about by maliach? So the Ramban holds that it's not so. Maliach only asks is kedei klipa, and that's all. Even if the dove shama doesn't go further. And the Ramban thinks that it's not correct. Ramban thinks it's not correct because the Gemara tells the story. Where is it? On the top of Amud Beis. If the fifth line on the top of Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis, Ano at Mehasa, the Imlichu Beresh Galusa Begida the Nasha. They left in the Gida Nasha, and they salted it, and they salted all of the flesh. So does it aser or not? So we pass an end begin minas and tam doesn't aser. Even if you cooked, it doesn't aser. The Gemara here is working, seems to be working on the assumption that yesh begin minas and tam. That's takatela, and they quote the Ravina over here. How can it be? Ravina, Ravashi were the ones who are misadrei ashas, and the Gemara says, and we saw the Gemara. On the next stuff, here was it here, the last line on Tzadik Tes on the days, the Ilchasa, in the Gidden Benois and Tam. The last line, the Maskanas Ababli, was that we pass on like the Tosefta against the Mishnah, that the in the Gidden Benois and Tam, what calls it Tosefta Perek Zayin, that in the Gidden Benois and Tam against the Mishnah. So how come over here, Ravina should be Ilchasa Kabasroi? Ravina was the last one, Ravina Ravashi, with the Misadri Ababli. So that's what the Ran quotes this when the Rishonim this issue. So Tosfos says, apparently Ravina holds, yesh begin minas and tam. So the Ran finds it difficult. So he quotes the other Rishonim, say, no, ain't begin minas and tam, but the Shuman Agid, yesh bona, Shuman Agid does have nesinas tam. So that's what we had yesterday a few times. We had the Tosfos on the opening Mishnah, Pei Tesson and Beis quoted the Rivom, the Bala Tosfos, that since Shuman Agid, according to Reb Meir, is Osir, mitam minig, Gzera otu gid and ain't begin menos and tam, so it does make sense to be chomer, to be have tofel chomer men eiker. So since the gid itself does nasa, ain't begin menos and tam, even though the shuman agid hasn't had shuman shamnunis, you have to be mekel and that also should nasa. So that sheet that we don't pass on like, we pass on like Rashi, and the Beis Yosef thinks that the Rambam, the guest Mishnah thinks the Rambam agrees with that Rashi. Then even though end the gid midas and tam, the shuman agid does us. Even though shuman agid is also otu gid, even if you hold that it's not otu chelib, even if you hold that it's otu gid, and it's a bit of an argument, you ought to say shalei hei tofel chamim and eiker. How can it be the shuman agid asus, even though the gid itself does not? But that's how we pass on shuman agid does us. So that's what the Ran quotes the other Rishonim. You don't have to say Rabina holds Shaloi Kedin in this story on the top of Tzadik Zayin on the base on no Atma Hossa. Atma means a big piece of flesh, flanken, big flanken. And they salted it with the Gid Anoshe. So do you say Moliach Kiraseach Anah? So the Tosfos says, obviously Rabina is of the opinion, Yesh Gid Menos and Tam. So the Ran quotes the other Rishonim, no, we pass Kanein, the Gidden Medan Sintam. we're concerned because of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch does asa. So the shaila is when you salt something a double shaman, does it? You have to be chayshish that the shamnunis is going to travel. The shamnunis is going to travel even more than kedena tila, because the top line on side exainam and alf says shayna chelav de mefafeh. So maybe shuman agid also. So that was the machlekes between the Ramban and the Rashba. So the Ramban thinks that not so, that only ayidei tzliya. Dov shaman is mefafeh kedei kula, even pes kedei netila, but ayidei maliach is not going to go past kedei klipa. And the Rashba thinks that it will go further.
Hi, Rabbi.
Yeah.
Is that a machlokas metzias and svara? What's that about?
Machlokas metzias, yeah, very strange. Machlokas metzias, sure. Yeah, very strange, very unusual. Yeah, the Ramban has that cloud. It never makes sense to have a machlokas metzias. Yeah, we spoke about that a few times. Okay, so this is the Gemara, the last line on Tzadik Zayin and Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Amar Abana B'tayma, Amar Abana B'kveila, Amar Abana B'shisha. So we discussed it. Wireless caller. Kavush Gemavush, Kirasayach. Yeah, where do we leave off? Yeah. Wireless caller. Then the Gemara says, in the middle of the daf, about 15 lines from the top of Tzadik Zayin on the base, Amar Abchanina. Kishayim Misharim, when you calculate Shishim, Misharim Bereita, the keep of Achatichas of Bikadeira. You see, the Yisu will be Nivla into everything. So everything is Mitztarif to be Mavatl B'Shishim. So what does mean in Bikadeira? So the two versions of them are Ikadeyam B'Kadeira, Atzma B'Kadeyam B'Maidabola Kadeira. What exactly is the Machloikas? So there's a long Rashi over here, and it says on the margin, on the left hand side, Ayim Biran B'Tim Tzosham Bir Dibri Rashi Bozeh. So first of all, the Ran says that there's a Tosafer in Rashi. And then he explains what Rashi is talking about. Very complicated story. It's not relevant, halacha lemaisa. We really don't follow this. You're not sure if you have Shishim. Yeah. So you have to, Gemara says you have to calculate if you have Shishim. Okay. You have to calculate if you have Shishim. Then the Gemara says, on the assumption, what is the Gemara called? Amr Abba Baum Rabbi Yechon, call this from Shabbatam Sham Kilahim Batzel the Kaflut. You visualize as if it would be an onion in the whole soup, whatever the Yisr is. So Amr Abba 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 Sharin, if it's Pilpam, if it's Tavna, if it's Bela, if it's a Milsa David, if it's a So Abai answers, no, Shiaru Chachamim, and it doesn't tap me some yet, some bots of a kafla. Normally, Surim don't give tam bes shishim. We assume that when you have shishim, it's going to be taken care of. Usually, it's not going to give the same as tam bes. Okay. The enigma has a shalaf, if you have a treifa beitza. You have a treifa egg. And then you cooked it together with kosher eggs. Yeah, what do you mean a treif egg? I mean an egg from an eagle. I had a whole bunch. I'm cooking eggs in their shell. That's the posh pshat in the case. I'm cooking, I have raw eggs, and I'm cooking, I want to make hard-boiled eggs. I'm cooking all the eggs in the shell. So the Gemara says you have to have, and it turns out that one of the eggs was treif. So he says, Beitza b'shishim, they ain't Beitza min aminyan. You have to have 60 eggs of heter against the one egg of Isser. The Gemara on the next daf, on Tzadik Ches and Aleph, on the third wide line, Itmar, Omer Avchel v'Amer Avuna, Beitza b'samach v'hi asura. Samach v'yachas v'hi muter is not enough. If you have 60 kosher eggs against the one treif egg, you have to have 61 kosher eggs against the one shamapitom, 61. So the Rishonim say, because not all eggs are the same size. Some eggs are a slightly larger than the other exit to make sure how much bigger is it going to be. Not going to be that much bigger, the different sizes. So if you have 61 kosher eggs against the one treif egg, so you assume that you have shishim. Not that you need 61. You need shishim, but since the eggs are different sizes, so you have to make sure you have 61 kosher eggs. Then Gemara says, what do you mean? You're cooking eggs, the last two lines on Tzadik Zayin on the base. You're cooking all the eggs in their shells, and the eggs didn't crack open. So what's the shaila? What do you mean? Lememer, you mean to say, the Abba Taimer, two lines from the bottom of Tzadik Zayin on the base. You mean to say that if you're cooking trefa eggs together with kosher eggs in a pot, and water, and nothing cracked open, that there's going to be a nesinas tam from the egg, the beitza of the eagle's egg, you're going to go into the kosher eggs. It's going to go through and through the shell to go out. It's going to go through and through the other shell to go in. Really? But there's an expression that people say when there's no nesinas tam. So they say, it's kimaya de bea bi alma. It tastes like the flavor that goes in the water from one egg to the other. It means that the flavor doesn't go. So what's the shaila over here? And for the Gemara, no, if you're talking about a beitza of an eagle or the beitza of a treifa hen, a hen is a treifa and it lays eggs, it baits us, just like beitza soiftami, we learn that from the pasuk basayana. The Gemara says in Perikei L'Treifas, there's a whole sugya, how do you establish which birds are kosher and which birds are treif? Famous sugya of Nesher, long balamor, a Nesher, very long. I think Agnon has the whole story. I think he was brought up in the city in Galicia, Buchoch. So he writes about learning in yeshiva. He learned the sugya of Nesher with the long balamor there. Now people don't even know what the sugya is. They're nobody in yeshivas. They never learned chulin. They just learned Oshim and Ezekiel. Yeah. So the Gemara comments, what do you mean, basayana, only the female is osser, and the male is mutter? The Gemara says, no, basayana goes on beitzah soiftami. The yana is asur, both male and female. Basayana goes on the beitzah soiftami. If you're not particular, not only if it's an eagle, the egg is osser, even if it's a hen, but the hen has a broken leg in such a way that the whole hen is a trefa, so the beitzah of the trefa is also osser. The Gemara is not sure. Is that physically possible? Whether trefi or letters or trefi, any or letters, is that physically possible that a trefi can lay an egg? Maybe the fact that it's a trefi makes it impossible to lay an egg. So that's also a question in the Gemara. Okay. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? But on the last line on Tzadik Zayin on the base, you're cooking 65 eggs in a pot, all in the shells, and one of them happens to be a beitza soiftame, or a beitza strefa, and it's going to give an asinas tam, and it's mutta because you have shishim. If you have 65, you have 64 amutta, so for sure you have shishim. So the Gemara said, but it doesn't give an asinas tam at all. And for the Gemara, we're talking about beitza sefroyach. We're talking about a beitza that it was fertilized. If you have an egg that was fertilized today, they keep the roosters away from the hens. So none of the eggs are fertilized. They don't want the eggs to get fertilized, so then the people are not going to want to eat it. But if you have a fertilized egg that has the beginning of a chick in it, so then it's also because of the vela. It's not also because if you have an egg with a blood spot, that's the top tesis, uses an expression, shodi tichla bekula, the top line on Tzadik Ches and Aleph and the top tesis. They say it's a Gemara. They're quoting a Gemara from Melu Treifus. If you have an egg with a blood spot, so then we assume the blood spot is an indication. It's not also because of dam. Dam is only also if it's dam shebebasar. Dam in the capillaries, dam in the veins, dam in the arteries. But dam in an egg is really mutter. The reason why it's also is because of an isa nevela. Then the Gemara says it depends where the blood spot is. It depends where the blood spot is. Is it on the flat part or is it on the pointy part of the egg? When does it indicate that it's the beginning of life? So we're not sure exactly when. So we're machman all blood spots. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he writes that since in America they're careful to keep all the roosters away, they don't want any of the eggs. They don't want any of the eggs to get fertilized. And then they candle all the eggs to try to remove all those to have a blood spot. So he writes, Mikir Adin, any egg with a blood spot is really Safta Meyara. It does not indicate that it was fertilized. And Mikir Adin, they're all muta. But he says, the minig developed in recent years that when you have an egg with a blood spot, so you throw out the whole egg. Everybody checks the eggs before. Whenever they have a blood with a blood spot, you throw it up. So he says, it's a mitam minig, it's also. But Mikir Adin, it's really muta. And then he has a chiddush. He says, what happens if you already cracked open eggs and you fried them? Then after you fried it, then you notice that you have a blood spot. So you have to throw everything out. So he says, Mikir Adin, the whole thing is muta. It's only a minig. So maspik, it's genuk. It's enough to observe the minig to cut out that part of the egg that has the blood spot. But Mikir Adin, in the days of the Gemara, when they didn't prevent the roosters from coming near the hen, and whenever you had a blood spot, you would say, Shodi Tichla Bekula. We assume that maybe the whole egg began the fertilization process, and you're not allowed to eat the whole egg because it's in a veil, not because of Issa Dam, but rather because of an Issa Nevela. So that's what the Gemara says. When do you say that the eggs that are cooked in the shells, the trefa egg means an egg of an eagle, or the egg of a hen that's a trefa? So beitzas trefa and beitzas tamea, oif tamei, are usser, basayana usser. Yeah, but it's not going to give an asinus tam through the shell to go in twice, through the trefa shell to go into the kosher shell. It's not going to go twice. But if it's a froech inside, if there's a chick inside the egg and you cooked it, you didn't give it a chick a chance to come out, you cooked it, then there's a shtickflesh inside. Or Tosis suggests maybe even if it didn't even develop into an efreich yet, it just that has a blood spot. So maybe also since it's only to become a chick, maybe also you have the right to say that that's going to be a strong and a sinus tam. So then the tam will go through and through. That's what Tosis says. They think the gemara goes over the hagmar is going. He's cooking all the eggs in the shells, with the shells. Then the Gemara tells a story. Ahu palga de zesa. This is halfway down on Tzadik Chesam and Aleph. Achatzi zayis. Ahu palga de zesa de tarba. Tarba is chelef. Half a kazayis of chelef fell in nof al bidi kula de bisra. We're not sure exactly what the word di kula means. Tosfos de nofal discusses it. So the quote that Rashi says that it means a kalachas. The word di kula means a pot, that a big pot that you're cooking in. And others say, the Orach says, the kula means a wicker basket. So it's a child, were they cooking the chelev together with the flesh in a big pressure cooker, in a big pot? Or did it fall agabi tzainan? Not sure exactly what the case was. So the question was, Sovra ma barbasha, the shuri betlos and palga the days. He thought maybe there's room to remake him, maybe you don't need shishin, maybe it's enough if you have shloshim, because it's only a chatzi shir. Why? What? He thought the chatzi shir was only the Rabbanan. Machleg Zabiechan Reish Lakish in the beginning of the last parak in Yuma. Well, the chatzi shir is the rice of the Rabbanan. We pass like Rabbi Yechanan. The chatzi shir is an Issa de rice and not an Issa de Rabbanan. Does Rashi quote the Gemara? I think Rashi quoted it on a different daf. Oh, here it is. Yeah, here. Rashi says, Perakatsa de Yuma da find out. Kol chelo. The word kol is marbe kol dehu, even less than a kazayis. So Mabra Ravashi thought maybe there's room to be Mako. It's only a Chatzi Zayas. Maybe all you need is Shishim. Maybe you don't need Shishim. Maybe Shloshim is enough. So his father was Ravashi. So Amalei Abua, so the father of Mabra Ravashi tells his son, no, Lala Min Allah, haven't I told you so many times, it's dissolved the Bishurim, the Rabbanan. You shouldn't be Mako even in the issue where the whole din is only the Rabbanan. So even if the din would have been like Rish Lakish, the Chatzi Shir is only the Rabbanan, still you need Shish, and the din happens to be like Rabbi Yechanan. I'm Rabbi Yechanan, Chatzi Shir Asman HaTorah. So you need Shishim. There's no room to be Mekel. The Gemara tells a story, or the Gemara told the story before.
Yeah. Call from out of area.
The Gemara talks about how much they need to be Mevatel the Beitza. 61. They need 61 heter to be mevatel. Yeah. Okay, then comes the sugi, whether shishim or meya. And with the machlek is Rashi and Tesis. Rashi holds that all of this is the rice. When you have lach belach, you need shishim and meya before you even bat an eyelash. And then the topic of tamkik of the rice and rabbana picks up after shishim. And Tesis says, no, the whole thing is an asmachta. Tesis says there is no such thing. Okay. Then the Gemara says, okay, the both shitas on Tzadik Chesam and Aleph are learning out from Zerah B'Sheila. One says, Kol Yisrim Shabbat Torah B'Meya. One says, Kol Yisrim Shabbat Torah or B'Shishim. Who are their names? They tell you their names. Amar Abchir Barabba, Amar Abshur Ben Levi, in the name of Bar Kapora, Kol Yisrim Shabbat Torah B'Shishim. And someone else quotes, Atoy McCain, Ravasi quotes the name of Yeshua ben Levi, name of Bar Kapora, the name, the same person, name of Bar Kapora, two versions of what Bar Kapora said. The Gemara says, and the two versions are based on the story by Zerah B'Sheila. So you learn that from Zerah B'Sheila. According to Tesis, it's just an asmachta, and according to Rashi, and that's a real yafusa that by lach balach, you really need shishim ameya before you even bat an eyelash. So from here you learn to call out Torah Kula. So the Gemara asks, Umi Alfin Amino, halfway down on Tzadik Chesam base. And the line begins with the word Mino. Umi Alfin Amino, how can you derive anything from the story of Zerah B'Sheila to call out Torah Kula? You learn that call out Torah Kula, according to Rashi, real din deraisa. You learn that from here, call out Torah Kula, by lach balach, you always need shishim. Once you have shishim is mutta, but tanya, we have a brisa that this is an exception to the rule. Only a heter only here. Zel het abamachlalisa. Zel lemutte ma'ala lemutte kolashim shabbat Torah. It's an exception to the rule over here. It's only the Torah is only allowing it over here. It's not mutta and kol atarkul. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean that. Amar Abayna nitzchel the rabbi. No, that brisa means. Vira holds usually mino loy batla at all. Kamash mlan nahacha batla. Here it's an exception to the rule. He said the mimimino, the Zerah B'Sheila is flesh, and it's also Lazarim, and the rest of the El Nazir is Bisar Shlomim, so it's Mutter Le Yisraelim. So the Tam of the Zerah B'Sheila gets blended in with the Tam of the rest of the Shalmei Nazir. So he should have really said, Lach Balach, Mimimino is Ben Mashu, if you all like Rabbi Yudah. So this is an exception to the rule. So the Gemara says, "V'ligma mine." So let's learn out from here to why does Rabbi Yehuda hold "mim mina b'mashu"? Then learn out from here that "mim mina" is bottled b'shishim. Why says no? Because on the other hand, you have the pasuk "v'lokach midama pam midama sadi kan god la yam kippur." That's the Gemara Rashi quotes the Gemara Yuma Ma'arvin Lekronis when it says "v'lokach midama pam midama soyer." When you do the matonis on the four karnas on mizbeach apnimi. Achas Bashanim once a year. Normally, you don't do any Zrikas Adam on the Mizbech HaPnimim. Mizbech HaPnimim is Mizbech HaKtoris. You just do Ktoris every day, twice. Machtzisa Babek, Machtzisa Bein Rabbi. Machlek is the Rambam and the Ramban, where it counts as one mitzvah, or two mitzvahs in the Sefer Mitzvahs. The Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. There's two parts of one big mitzvah, and the Ramban holds Manash Ozeh, look, as Manash Ozeh, the two distinct mitzvahs. But the Pasuk says the Mizbeach HaPnim is only used for Ktoris. You're not supposed to be Zorak and Adam. Once a year, the Kohen Gadol does this Rikas Adam, Lokach Medam Apam Medam HaSoyer. So these Tanaim are all of the opinion of Arvin Lekronis. You mix together the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSoyer before you do the Matan Kronis. You mix it together, there's going to be Adov Yadua. The Dam HaPar is a big fat animal. The Soyer is a skinny malink. So for sure, there's going to be more Dam HaPar than there's going to be Dam HaSoyer. It's no way it's going to be 50-50. It's impossible. It's impossible. One is going to be way more than the other. So since you do it, you mix the two together, dama pam and dama soyer. It doesn't mean that they're 50-50. They're not 50, not at all 50-50. Rashi quotes the Gemara's lashon. Why don't you say that it should be bottled? So you see that your yotze the mitzvah lokach midama pam and dama soyer. When he does the zrika, it's considered as if the dama soyer is not mizbatel. So you see, on the one hand, you see from that pasuk that mim mimino loy batal by lach balach. On the other hand, for here by Zerah B'Sheila, you see that mim mimino is batal. So that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Yehuda has a conflict between the two psukim. So the Gemara says, so how did he decide to go lachumre, to learn v'lokach midam apayim midam asar to kol haTorah kula, you learn that mimimina loy bottle, and you say the exception to the rule is Rabbi Sheila, maybe it's fakeret. Maybe the rule is that mimimina is bottle, and on Yom Kippur is the exception to the rule. So Tosfos says, usually we have a klal in midrash haTorah nidreshes b'hem, galechadika lakushi l'chumra l'kula, l'chumra makshin. Whenever it's not clear which way to go, so you go l'chumra. So maybe over here, a beauty goes l'chumra, because you have a conflict between the two psukim. V'lokach midam apam midam asar should indicate that mimimina is b'mashuhu, and Zohar B'Sheila indicates that mimimina is bottle. So go l'chumra. So Tosfos says, no, the Gemara is still asking. The only time you say l'kula l'chumra l'chumra makshinon if there's no other way out. But here, one can interpret differently. You can say v'lokach midam apam midam asar is because mekan la'olam sheme batlam zeze. It's not muchrach. When you say kalecha dika lakusha l'chum el kul l'chum makshinon, if it's an outright contradiction, there's a conflict. So then you say l'chum el makshinon. But here, there's a way to answer it. Like the Rabban of the Rabbi Yudah say, the pasuk doesn't show it all. Then mimimina b'mashu. Maybe it's because mekan la'olam sheme batlam zeze. So that's what the Gemara says. Amai chazis digamein mehech lig memehai, six lines from the bottom. Why did they decide to emphasize the pasuk? V'lokach midam apam midam asar. Rabbi Yudah learned to call a terkula mimimina b'mashu. Lig memehai, learned from the Zohar b'sheilo that mimimina is batal. And for the Gemara, no chiddush or mechiddush legamina. This is a chiddush. What's a chiddush? Zohar b'sheilo is a chiddush. In what way is it a chiddush? So Rashi, a chiddush means davar seisus haklal. It's an exception to the rule. You always learn that midin echad lachaveira. You learn out from the pasuk says by Zohar b'sheilo that mimimina is bottle. So you should learn out to kol haTorkula the mimim. Why? Because all the dinim fit into one big pattern. But if you know that the parsha of Zohar b'sheilo is a yotze min haklal, it's an exception to the rule, then you can't learn out. You can't learn out from Zohar b'sheilo to kol haTorkula. So in what way is an exception to the rule? So the Rishonim quote the Ravid that usually there's a din aim about the nisa l'chatchila, and here we do it l'chatchila. We cook the Zohar b'sheilo in the same pot together with the el nazir. So we violate the aim about the nisa l'chatchila. Rashi sounds like it holds like that. The Rashi in the wide lines, one, two, the fifth wide line, Rashi writes the chidushu. The line begins in Rashi with the two words chidushu. The l'chatchila heter levat l'isa. Rashi sounds like it holds like that Ravid. The shachan yoridei and simon tzadik ches. When the Shulchan Aruch quotes the din aim of atan isa l'chatchila, this is really the beginning of beitza. Aim of atan isa l'chatchila. That's a discussion there. What's the mocker? Rashi and Tosfos give you the mocker. It's questionable. But that's how the Gemara says. So the Shach quotes the Ravid, aim of atan isa l'chatchila is a din the Raisa, and all the Rishonim disagree. So the Prichodesh points out, not all the Rishonim disagree. Here, Rashi sounds like he holds like the Ravid. And some of the later, the Prichodesh and several other later poskim hold that it's a sfeik at Adina. You should be machmer like those who hold the emavat and isla chatchila. It's really an isa deraisa. What's the difference whether it's a din deraisa, din derabbanan? Let's say sometimes we have a kula, a shvuz de shvuz b'makam mitzvah is mutif. It's a double derabbanan. So b'makam tzaragadol, b'makam chole, we would be makel. So let's go. Ask. I have a tray for medication. I ask a nachri to please be mevatel it in an applesauce. And I want to eat the treifa medication. So if the whole din of eid mevatel is l'chatchila, it's only the rabbanon to begin with, and I ask a nachri to do it, so I'm able to nachri and the rabbanon. If it would have been in Hilchot Shabbos, we would have called it a shvuz de shvuz b'mak m'chayla, shvuz de shvuz b'mak mitzvah would be mutter. But if we're not so convinced that the eid mevatel is l'chatchila is only the rabbanon, the Shach says that we don't pass them like they write it, but the Prichadosh and the others are not so convinced. They think that it is a sfeiket adina. So anyway, Rashi says like that. Chidushu, Rashi learns like they write it, that usually aim about the nisim chatchil, and here it's an exception to the rule. So yotze min hakal, dobra seses haklal. That's Tosfos in the beginning of Yevamos, has that definition. The chidush le'afina chidush means if that parsha is a yotze min hakal, so it doesn't fit into the pattern. The whole reason I can learn that midin echad lachaver, because all the din we assume fit into one big pattern, one big mosaic, but we know that this din doesn't fit into the pattern. So yotze min haklal. So that's what Rashi learns like the Ravid, it sounds like. Other Rishonim learn Chiddushu that usually you don't say it's a mitzvah to be. It's mutam and Torah. But it's never a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to mix in treifas in a way that you're going to have. Never a mitzvah. Here it's a mitzvah. Dafke, you have to cook the Zerah B'Sheila together with the rest of the El Nazir. So that's a chiddush. That is a chiddush. Anyway, so usually when you say, if you have a parsha that has 1,001 details of halachas to it, and one of the dinim is a yotzim and a klal, so then even the other 1,000 dinim, you can never tell, maybe they're all chiddush. So you can't learn out anything from that parsha. So our Gemara says, an astonishing statement that Tosfos contradicts in other Masechtas. When do you say, M'chiddush le'gaminan, Ihochi Gemara says, M'elishish nami le'ligma, Otanan le'kulagaminan, L'chomer gaminan, 3 lines from the bottom. So the Gemara has an astonishing comment over here. If you have a parsha that has 1,000, Zerah B'Sheila, parsha's Nazir. So you have 1,001 dinim over here. So if one of the dinim is a chiddush lahakel, so you can't learn out any kula from this parsha, because maybe just like it has one kula, has another kula. You want to learn out a chiddush lahachmir. You want to learn out a din from this parsha lahachmir and call out Torah. So Gemara said that's okay, even though we know the parsha Ve'el Nozeh has a chiddush lahakel. But if you want to learn out something lahachmir, you can't learn out. You can learn out. And Tosfos in other places writes not so. Okay. Oh, I have to stop now. I have to go somewhere. Valineta, tomorrow we will continue. Tomorrow is Wednesday. So tomorrow is regular time. Valineta, 12 o'clock. On Thursday, I'll have to give an earlier shiur. I'll figure out what time. Okay. We'll try to finish as much as we can. Try to finish the parak. Good. See you later.